Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. The Buffalo Bills. And the Buffalo Bills win their first Super Bowl. And they are the most underrated, great team ever. To make it to four straight Super Bowls will never, ever happen again. I got the Eagles against the Bills. And the Bills win their first Super Bowl.
Charles Barkley. Do I want to?
I have to.
The great Charles Barkley.
Were the 90s Bills underrated, he was saying, right? Most underrated great team ever?
Not sure.
Yeah. Four straight Super Bowls will never happen again.
Yeah, I think that's what he was talking about. I don't think he was saying these Bills are underrated. He was referring to the 90s. Yeah, I think that's right.
These Bills of the last 4 years, it's not exactly underrated to me, but probably deserve more credit than they've gotten. Versus those teams. Those teams, yes, they lost, but like most football fans know that about them and respect that as a great accomplishment, right? I mean, they didn't win the big one, but that's like a thing that people, I don't know if they're underrated. I would not call those teams underrated, you know, just generally. You know, these guys, just so much of it, maybe in a different universe, a parallel universe, or in a different market, like Kansas City or something, I wouldn't think this way. I think I probably would, but it's so much about, everything's about the playoffs.
Yeah.
Everything is about the postseason, and I'm fine with that. I'm not.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm fine with that.
I think the Bills, everything that has happened to this point, from a our perception of what the national opinion is, what the national perception is of them, I feel like it all fits. I think they've gotten a lot of credit, and Allen has gotten a lot of credit for being, right up as good as anyone, but they haven't gotten it done when it's mattered the most, and that is going to ding you. And so you've got year over year of that. And, I mean, I'm sort of on this train for a few weeks now. Like, none of it is surprising to me. And I'm not saying that you're surprised by any of it, but I don't feel like they've been underrated any of these years. They've been a Super Bowl favorite mostly since the middle of the 20 season on. And this year is where that stopped because they haven't really rewarded anyone for that faith they've had. If people are betting on that, they've lost. And they haven't even really gotten that close in the end. I mean, they're two games away from winning the Super Bowl.
Once out of the second round.
Yeah. So that's the way it works, man. Like, they can keep piling up excellent regular seasons. Let's hope they do it again. But it ain't going to matter if they can't come through beyond beating Skylar Thompson and Mac Jones.
Oh, you went there. And don't forget Mason Rudolph if you're going to bother with Mac Jones.
Okay, thank you for that. Yeah,
Mason Rudolph.
He's going to have to beat that score. Kind of by a lot. Because those guys are, I think, inarguably pretty terrible. None, of them have starting jobs. One of them wasn't even a starter to begin with.
Do you want to explore that? I mean, okay, in a vacuum, teams led by those quarterbacks should not win playoff games, and they didn't. But I've never thought to sort of take credit away from the Bills for having beaten those quarterbacks, right? It's who they got. Is it like sort of the sum total of all this is that the Bills were lucky that they didn't have to face Pickett or even Tua in the playoffs?
No, it's not, because I think they're the better team than those teams, even with those players there. So I was just I was stretching just try to make the point, because I really do feel like the Bills are not. I think they're perfectly rated. Even right now, I think they're the season's going to start, and if they start off 7-0, then they're going to have been slept on, and that's fine. I can live with that.
Can you imagine?
No,
I can't. 7-0.
Very hard
I cannot
imagine that.
I could have probably last year.
Yeah, or the year before. So I think where they are, like they've got a tip. I think a decent amount of stuff upside down here, and just change how they're perceived, because they are perceived, I think, as a flawed team, maybe with a flawed coach to an extent, with a rock star quarterback that just can't put it all together.
Do you know that we saw this at the draft the other night. I saw, maybe you didn't see it, we weren't sitting together. The Bills streak of not losing by more than 6 points.
Oh, I don't know it. I didn't see it Monday night or Tuesday night, excuse me.
So I believe it's 40 games.
Yeah.
Which is tied for the longest in NFL history. The last regular season, the Cincinnati loss was by more than 6. The last Bills regular season.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Loss by more than 6 was by 26.
That Indy game, right?
To Jonathan Taylor's right. 5 touchdowns and the Colts, November of 21. They have not lost by more than 6 points since. In the regular season, 40 games, and if they avoid losing by 7 or more on Sunday, I think that would be the NFL record. Again, though, like to the original point, not one that sort of anybody knows or necessarily cares about.
Right.
But I don't not care about the playoffs. I mean, part of this is, like even right now, that it's interesting to talk about, because so many sports fans put everything into the postseason. Even to individuals, like you're nothing unless you can win. But, you know, in general for me with sports, like baseball is kind of ruined now because it's just such a random thing to go 162 and then 3-5. You know, it's just like the worst team. Put the White Sox in a best of 5 with the Yankees. Maybe not the White Sox. Put the Marlins in a playoff series with the Yankees. They'd be like 40% to win, something like that. So what do I do with World Series champion? What do I do with Stanley Cup champion when it's so common now for upsets to happen?
And that's at least a series. And here we're talking about just one games.
Yeah, right. Like football doesn't have rando Super Bowl winners. Quite the opposite. They have, you know, dynasties over the last 20 years. They've got like just sort of only a handful of quarterbacks and teams have ever won it. So it's not like football has that problem. But I just think prolonged excellence is more impressive than one-off series and games. And this is not to say like anything away from the Chiefs or whatever, but the Bills have done something really incredible here in these 4 years, and that they don't have even a Super Bowl appearance is a shame.
Right. You know, just, maybe you'll like this. I'm going to agree with it. I'm not saying it just to say the next thing here in the conversation we're having. The 4 years, 20 to now, so those four seasons, they're a better regular season team than the Giants team that won two Super Bowls in 07 and 11.
Easily.
Right? Like, just a better team. But the Giants got, you know, and on the road both times. They just did it. They went and won three games and then won the Super Bowl against the Patriots. It's crazy. But they did it. And so they're not better than these Bills. But
who cares?
They've got the hardware. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. Like, you know, you line those teams up and have them play. Like, I would expect the Bills to be favored. Maybe as long as it's not the Super Bowl. But
if
you're playing the Super Bowl, maybe it'd be like, well, the Giants, you know, they know how to do it.
Oh, I hate that so much, though.
But, yeah, I mean, there is room to, I think, appreciate how excellent they've been. But I don't think the average fan out there in other parts of the country, I don't expect them to care about that, because I don't think I would care about it if it were me, about their team. You know, I know you want to be right, sure, but I don't know. Just get it done. Like, you know what I'm saying about them, that I think, and we're talking about the betting markets and whatnot with Joe Ostrowski and others, like that there's a fatigue factor with the Bills. I really mean that, and I think like that even applies to me to an extent. Like, do it already. Like, let's go. I've got this QB. It's not going to last forever. You know, he will not be this player 5 years from now, most likely. Like, as dangerous as he is now, athletically running around, all the stuff. Like, you're going to run out of runway with that version of him anyway. It doesn't mean you can't win later with him being a more, I don't know, more normal quarterback as opposed to someone who's leaping over linebackers. But they got to do it. That's it. I mean, they just got to do it.
Well, as we did talk about this last year, because it was already established with Kansas City having won twice, this is the Bills, this is the Ravens, this is the Bengals, this is the Chargers with Herbert, the Dolphins. All these teams don't have, only the Bengals have even gotten there of the other elite, if you will, teams in the conference. Now you have Houston, and you might end up with another one. The Jets sort of trying to cheat it by trading for Rodgers, you know, Jacksonville or Indianapolis, somebody else, making it all the more challenging because, remember last year we were talking about Bill Barnwell took a question on one of the ESPN shows or on his column, like how many Super Bowls does Mahomes end up with? And I think he said five. And so, all right, well, that if you knew that was right, and it's one more since.
Right.
So if you knew that was right, it's a scramble, not to mention the NFC. We're not just talking about making it. You're talking about winning it. Right. Not to mention Hurts and Prescott and so on. Mm-hmm. So what are we saying? It's going to be hard? It is hard. It has been hard.
It always is.
It's always hard.
Right.
That's it. Well, we're talking playoffs here before kickoff of night one. 803-0550. We'll have the game tonight on WGR. Ravens Chiefs, 820. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here for your calls. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.